It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. We've been checking in on shore communities from Cape May, New Jersey, to Montauk on the tip of Long Island's South Fork to see how ready they are post-Sandy for the summer tourist season that gets underway this weekend. WNYC's Coast Check team, photographer and videographer Amy Pearl, and reporter Janet Babin stopped in Sayville on Long Island today. Despite the cool, damp weather, the Fire Island ferries were crowded with people. Evelyn Gonzalez of Queens was heading out to Cherry Grove.
That's what me and my friends do at the beginning of the summer. It's a nice place to go. A lot of nice people. You have a good time.
Party, you know, walk the beach. Just to have fun.
WNYC's Janet Babin joins me now. Janet, where are you now and what are you seeing?
Hey, Amy, we are just off the beach in Montauk. And let me tell you, it is cloudy, it is rainy, it is cool, but you would not know it because people here are partying. There are barbecues on the beach. People are playing frisbee. A lot is happening at the Sloppy Tuna. Surfers tell me the swells are 5 feet and breaking beautifully. It is a great afternoon here. It is a microclimate in Montauk. It's called Holiday Weekend Microclimate.
Sounds like a lot of pent-up demand for summer to start after such a cool spring. Traffic is notorious on the highway out to Montauk. How bad was it for you?
Yeah, it got bad pretty early. We were tweeting, you know, if you thought you were going to beat the crowds out to the Hamptons or Montauk this weekend, you're already too late. And that was around, I'd say, 1 o'clock, 1:30.
Wow.
It was pretty bad, especially in the small towns, you know, like going through East Hampton, the traffic just slowed to a snail's pace. And then it sped up a bit between towns, and it's getting, you know, it's filling up pretty quickly. Montauk, people continue to come, and people are stopping off and picking up essentials. The stores are getting crowded. We actually spoke to some people at some of the stores in East Hampton who told us, you know, customers are returning for the first time, and they're excited about the cloudy weather. They say, you know, as long as it's not a torrential downpour, the clouds will actually bring more people into the shops.
How did Sandy affect Montauk?
Well, you know, we were here in the winter, and we saw flooding damage to some of the Bayside and Seaside hotels. It was bad enough that some Southampton residents actually put up private seawalls, and that stirred some controversy because when you have a private seawall just in front of your property, it helps you, but it can also potentially increase flooding for your neighbors on either side of you. But we're not seeing any remaining signs of damage here in Montauk. All the places we visited, the docks, everything's been repaired, and the beaches look pristine. There is some damage, of course, to the dunes, but it's minimal compared to the Jersey Shore, Long Beach, Rockaways. Montauk knows it got off pretty easy.
All right, so you're talking about the microclimate of partying that's already developing around you. What are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, we were hoping to. There's a boutique oyster grower here in Montauk that makes an oyster called the Montauk Pearl. And we're hoping to still get in touch with them this evening so we can talk more about this interesting trend of growing your own oysters and selling them to local restaurants. You know, unlike most aquaculture, you don't have to feed oysters or give them antibiotics. They actually can help to filter the water and make it cleaner. And that's a growing trend, so we're hoping to do that. And then, of course, we are going to look for a restaurant, preferably on the water.
Well, stay dry and warm on this cool, rainy Friday afternoon. Thanks so much, Janet.
Thank you, Amy. We will do that.
WNYC's Janet Babin concluding our coast check of beachside communities from Cape May in New Jersey to Montauk, which is where we were speaking to her.